I've been, yeah, painting, drawing since I was 2 years old, and it was always kind of my thing. Always has been, even when I try to take a break. I think the longest I've gone without painting is maybe a month. In 2010, I started to do stuff that was very different from the portraits and figurative work I had done. I started doing these sort of, I would call it alien botany, these organisms that could sort of be macro universe or micro universe. It was only later after doing them that I found out that I had cancer and I had a large tumor growing with tentacles, and it looked exactly like what I had been painting. I even sent one of my surgeons pictures of what I'd been working on after she sent me photos of what she had cut out of my body, and it looked almost identical. So she was a little bit freaked out by that. So it's kind of like they're organisms that are trying to decide what they want to be. But I've always been interested in the history of medicine as well. So it's kind of cross intersection of all these interests that I have. And then I put them in these very Renaissance portrait landscapes, or something that looks like Gainsborough could have done. And so it's kind of, you know, that interest in art history and Renaissance art, but then doing something completely from abstraction. I don't plan anything out, I don't do sketches, I let the oil paint do what it wants. I would say it's kind of like an embryonic stage. I think a lot of people kind of look at it and think of it as like this sort of almost fetal type creature still in the womb. And then also I think it's sort of protecting itself, trying to figure out what it wants to do. And I called it Astronomer just because there's one little part of it that kind of looks like it's looking up at the stars, and I came up with the title that way. It's kind of great not having to do portraits anymore, where the thing has to look like the thing. Now everything can look how I want it to look, even if some people read into it and they think, oh, this looks like a hand, or this looks like an eye, or this looks like a gemstone. So that's been really interesting. I try not to diagnose or make comment on anything too much, or make it look too much like anything that already exists. I like people to make up their own stories. Oh, it's incredibly important to have art in one's life because it exposes you to other cultures, other ways of thinking, gets you out of your prejudices. You know, culture's fragile. If, you know, there was a great novelist or poet during Ramses II, we don't know about them now. Empires can end in an instant. So this is what we have to leave the world